Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Attorney at Law. If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. I'm here to help. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800 or visit my website now at the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com. Hi, I'm John Buckley, attorney at law. If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. I'm here to help. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800 or visit my website now at the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com.
Sixty Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic for the new ultimate cheesy breakfast burrito. Cheddar and pepper jack cheese, sausage, eggs, and...
Don't let car buying make you sad just because your credit's bad. There's a place that you can go even when you got no dough. Go to itsmycarnow.com. Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? Itsmycarnow.com. Itsmycarnow.com.
Said she kept putting off replacing it because of her busy schedule. But then a coworker told her that Elite SafeLight could actually come right to her office and replace it. So she called us. I was able to come to her office and replace it the very next day. We even handled all the insurance paperwork for her.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite SafeLight Auto Glass at 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Hey, you know what? A real, real unusual day in the market today, although not as unusual as it used to be. A couple of weeks ago, we saw the Dow down over 300 points in a day, and it looks like we have somewhat of a repeat of that today. A lot of news affecting the markets today. The Dow is down 280 points at 11,143. The Nasdaq Composite down 41 points, that's about 2%, at 2220. And I've been telling you, watch that S&P. If it breaks below 1200, that's a level of support. Well, it hasn't broken below that yet. The S&P is down 30 points at 1222, so keep watching that 1200 mark. That's where we were back in July. If you think you need help in this market, that makes a lot of sense to me. Call Presidential Brokers, 303-749-2770. Call them right now, 303-749-2770, and get some help with these volatile markets. You need it now, 303-749-2770.
There is one thing you can say about autumn. It's not without its traditions. Trick-or-treating during Halloween, overeating on Thanksgiving, and of course, the highly anticipated test drive during the Lexus Season to Change event. It is, after all, one of the best times of the year to acquire a certified pre-owned Lexus, with special lease rates and APR financing on your favorite certified pre-owned Lexus vehicles. Each one is meticulously inspected and thoroughly restored so they can confidently be backed with a Lexus 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty, as well as the added assurance of 24-hour roadside assistance. So this year, consider starting a tradition of your own with a certified pre-owned Lexus during the Season to Change event, now through October 31st, only at Stevenson Lexus of Frederick, Stevenson Lexus of Lakewood, and Cooney Lexus. Or visit LexusCPO.com.
Warranty run 3 years from your date of purchase or 100,000 total vehicle miles. See your participating Lexus dealer for details about roadside assistance in the certified pre-owned program.
CW Labor Relations in Denver wants to remind everyone that friends don't let friends drive drunk. For yourself and others, designate a driver who will stay sober when you drink. Call a cab, walk, or sleep it off at someone's house. But don't drink and drive. Stay alive. This message courtesy of CW Labor Relations of Denver. They're your premier powder coaters and custom painters, featuring the largest oven in 8 states. Call 303-292-5590. That's CW Labor Relations. They care about you.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and on AM760.net.
With you, whatever, toll-free, 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. Let me remind you, if you've been in a coma, my book is out called Everyone's Crazy Except You and Me, and I'm not so sure about you. I'm going to be adding a new chapter called Derm, Man or Myth. I'm speaking with Hyperion about that as we speak. Coming up, Module 2, Doug Roberts, financial expert, explains the rudiments of what's going on Wall Street. And then Module 3, Naomi Klein joins us. She's of shock doctrine fame. and how, of course, you use the Miltonian theory, the economic theory, which says that when you basically shock a country through some type of enormous, tumultuous occasion, you can then remodel it and refix it in your own way. Not because it's democratically correct, but because they're so whacked out, they have no idea what you're doing. Kind of like this show. Now, my friends, what I want to do is, as I've said, spend some time on message to Barack Obama. Lay off Sarah Palin. Let it go. Just let it go. It doesn't matter anymore. As Paul Begala said, shoot up, not down. And by the way, folks, I'm with you. I don't get it. I know she said some crazy things. I've got some clips from her that are kind of funny. I mean, let's face it. She knows about Russia because she can see Russia from Alaska. It's near her house. I mean, you can't write stuff like that. That's silly. It's stupid. Forget about it. Move on. She will implode. She will do it all herself when she starts tacking. But when it looks like you're being unfair, when it looks like you're making fun of her, when you're looking, talking about her family, there's a weird sense of it ennobles her or invigorates the core even more, which is precisely why she's there. Coming up, without further ado, Doug Roberts joins us to explain. He's a financial guy. He explains the rudiments, the ABC-darian view of what's happening on Wall Street. Then, again, as stated, Module 3, Naomi Klein joins us. More coming up, so stay tuned.
Lionel. You're listening to The Lionel Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? Without the free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom83.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom83.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom the number.
If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. You need an experienced criminal defense attorney on your side, and I'm here to help. Even if the Bush administration doesn't believe in the Constitution, you and I both know that you do still have rights, but you must act quickly to protect them. Hi, I'm John Buckley, and I want to help you with your legal troubles. At the law office of John Buckley, you will work with me, John Buckley, directly. Don't ignore your troubles and hope things will get better. They won't go away on their own. I offer a free initial consultation, as well as reasonable fees and payment plans. My mission is to see that you receive justice in your case. Don't let a DUI or other criminal charge ruin your life. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800, 303-501-1800, or visit my website now at the letter J, buckleylaw.com. That's the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com. Call me today. Don't try to fight this alone.
3470. Your call is completely confidential. 1-800-500-3470. 1-800-500-3470.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. A half hour after the opening bell, Wall Street is in negative territory, down some 333 points, the Dow is, thanks to financial trifecta.
These are major, major dominoes that are falling in the economy right now.
Those dominoes include Lehman Brothers, which has filed for bankruptcy protection, and suddenly The future is very shaky for some 26,000 employees whose retirement accounts are full of Lehman stocks.
So many of the employers have their money in stock that was worth $50. It's now worth $3.50.
There's more. Bank of America is taking over Merrill Lynch, and insurer AIG seems to be sinking fast after losing almost half its value last week. CBS News business correspondent Anthony Mason.
The big worry today is what happens to AIG, which, you know, is a mammoth insurance firm, and it's, you know, asked the government essentially for a $40 billion bridge loan because there are questions about its capital and its credit rating, and it's at risk now, too.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. President Bush will weigh in on the financial market turmoil just over an hour from now. The administration is clearly eager to reassure nervous investors and homeowners. Treasury Secretary Paulson calls for new policies to support market stability. He insists that the markets will withstand the rough-and-tumble pressures caused by the demise of some longtime Wall Street institutions.
Houston area residents are trying to restart their lives 2 days after Hurricane Ike tossed it all up in the air. Dana Steele lives on a lake near the Johnson Space Center. Some of that lake wound up in her house.
It's a smell I can't even identify. It's nothing I've ever smelled. It's like sour, it's moldy, it's wet.
CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula is there.
It will be days, maybe weeks, before all of the power is back on. Many are without food and water. Lines stretch more than a mile at the few gas stations that are open. A search and rescue operation is underway in High Island, Texas, where 150 people are stranded. Robert Isaacs is with the local EMS.
The storm surge came in 24 hours before the storm, and nobody was aware of it.
Hurricane Ike is being blamed for at least 30 deaths. Jim Krasula, CBS News, Houston.
Los Angeles commuters head back to work for the first time since a train wreck that killed more than two dozen people. Investigators say they're looking into accusations that the engineer was sending text messages to friends when he should have been watching the rails. There is still no official cause of the accident. If you've got pain in your legs, it could be much more than just cramps or a pulled muscle. Surgeon General Stephen Galson says as many as 600,000 Americans develop blood clots in their legs every year. Many have no idea their lives could be in danger.
The important thing is to recognize what the symptoms are, and they're swelling, pain, or tenderness, or increased warmth, or red and discolored skin, usually in your leg.
And looking at Wall Street one more time after a half hour after the opening bell, Dow is down more than 330 points. This is CBS News.
Today, cantaloupes are $2 for $1, and cereals are 1% off. Get some brand new rewards card and take advantage of even better deals.
Too much at once can make it hard to hear what's really important. The same could be said about driving. When there's too much on the road, things can get a bit crowded. And since one CSX train reduces traffic congestion by carrying the load of 280 trucks, fewer things will get in the way of you having a smooth drive. To learn more, go to CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
A message from the Orbitz Travel Wellness Center.
Hi, this is Dr. Martin Pakulski-Bless. Am I here to tell you that there's no reason to worry about the price of your flight dropping after you book? Yes. With Orbitz Price Assurance, if another customer books the same flight for less, will Orbitz automatically send you the difference in cash? Also, yes. Is this the best news you've ever heard? I don't even know you, but yes.
Visit Orbitz.com today. Same flight and same dates, times, airline restrictions, $250 maximum refund.
I'm Steve Smith with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado cements itself as a presidential battleground today. Just hours after GOP vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin visits Golden, Democrat Barack Obama is slated to speak to crowds in Pueblo and Grand Junction. A man police say caused a security scare at the hotel of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi during the convention is due in court in Denver today. The Pinedale, Wyoming man faces a weapons charge after police arrested him during the Democratic National Convention. 10 tigers from an animal sanctuary in Missouri have arrived at a sanctuary in Colorado in Calhoun. After Serenity Springs receives four other animals from Nevada and California, it will have nearly 120 big cats. And Denver is helping a local arts group replace murals that were painted over for the DNC. A spokesman for The Other Side Art says they felt violated when the city's public works painted over the murals while police watched. Jeff Ball with Other Side says the fact that the city is working with them to replace the murals shows they recognize this was something that shouldn't have happened. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Steve Smith. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
It's a very busy drive right now. Accidents all over the place. Two cars mixed it up. Northbound 225, this north of 6th Avenue. Now we're also getting word that there's a crash. This is northbound I-25, just south of Hamden. Hanging you up as you're trying to get out of the tech center. Now it sounds like there's also a crash. People checking that one out, involved in an accident. This southbound I-25, just south of Hamden. So it's going to be a mess just north of the tech center. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, progressive. Talk.
When it comes to saving, WAMU gives you the power to choose the option that best fits your needs, including great rates on CDs and money market accounts. To learn more, stop by one of the 40 locations in the Denver area today. Saving at WAMU. Woohoo!
This message only lasts 15 seconds. That's not long, but it's long enough for a great motorcycle ride to go really, really bad. Live longer. Ride further. Take a class. Learn more at comotorcyclesafety.com. That's comotorcyclesafety.com.
With you on number toll free, 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270, that's the number. Now, as you know, unless you've been in a coma over the weekend, there's some bad stuff going on in Wall Street, on Wall Street, regarding Lehman Brothers and other financial institutions, and what, you're probably asking yourself, what does this mean? Explain the rudiments of this, perhaps an ABCDarian look at what's going on. Well, Doug Roberts joins us right now. He is the author of Follow the Fed to Investment Success. You can go to his website at followthefed.com or followthefedthebook.com. We have his links on our website at linaonline.com. How many .coms can I possibly give you in one day? He joins us right now. Doug Roberts, welcome back, my friend, to the Lionel Show.
Thanks for having me on, Lionel. Great to be here.
Thank you, sir. Doug, for someone who has, because I people are not stupid, but over the weekend, I don't know if people explain or if the news media explained enough. Can you give us a bare-bones explanation of what happened?
Well, in essence, you had an institution called Lehman Brothers, an investment bank, that basically over-leveraged itself. It's not that much different from, let's say, a person who keeps borrowing and borrowing until finally they're borrowing on one credit card to pay off another credit card. And if you look at the Federal Reserve, they're essentially, and you know, what I call the bank. You know, they add a line of credit the same way that a bank gives you a line of credit. And in essence, over the weekend, they said, we're not going to extend any further credit to cover your losses. Therefore, you got to either start figuring out a way to sell yourself and cover your losses, or you're going to have to go bankrupt.
Now, Doug, let's go back to some specifics, because this word investment bank comes up a lot. What's the difference between an investment bank and a bank?
Very, very similar, except an investment bank is unregulated by the government. It doesn't officially take deposits the same way your local bank does, but it does have certain other things like money market funds that they do have. They're more of a broker in terms of handling buys and purchases of stocks, bonds, and various other things.
Okay.
Whereas a bank, you know, its primary purpose is to take deposits, make loans. Both of them get into each other's territory, but I'd say the differentiation is one is regulated, one is not, and the other one has a primary purpose of issuing, taking deposits and issuing loans. The other one really does not.
Now, after the Great Depression, after the government weighed in, started regulating depository institutions, banks, you state that that never really applied to investment banks, to this shadow banking, as Krugman calls it, or this non-depository institution type of institution. Are there any regulations? Was there anybody keeping an eye on this?
Yeah, they had regulations as well. If you look at these institutions, they had a separate regulatory structure. But really, after the Great Depression, there was a law called Glass-Steagall, which said that really the investment banks can't get into the banking business. And really what the laws were designed for was to protect the ordinary small guy depositor. And they figured the big guys, you know, they're big enough to handle themselves. We're not in the business of kind of helping people who are big enough, large enough, or rich enough to help themselves. So therefore, we don't really need to get involved with that. The problem has come really since the last decade in the 90s. This law called Glass-Steagall has been eliminated. So therefore, the two of them are getting into each other's business. And a second complicating factor is previously we didn't really have as much of a global economy. So really, a bank in Switzerland had very little to do. What happened to them with an American depositor? Right now, our economy has become linked. The two institutions are in similar businesses. So kind of the dividing line between, let's say, the small guy in the banks, which are still protected, and the small guy in the other institutions and the linkage between them has kind of become blurred. And that's the problem, is really our regulations are designed for something that was happening roughly 75, 80 years ago. And right now we haven't taken the trouble to update the laws.
We're talking to Doug Roberts, author of Follow the Fed to Investment Success. The website is followthefedthebook.com. And we also have a link to him on our website. Now, Doug, to people who are listening, how bad is this?
It's pretty bad. Well, there's good news and there's bad news with this
one. What's the good? It sounds like a bad joke. What's the good news?
Okay, the good news first is usually when the federal government starts to address these problems, they tend to, shall we say, start to arrest the damage. In other words, it gets worse, but it doesn't fall off the top of the cliff. Where you've had real problems with the Great Depression, you know, in the 30s and also in the great bear market of the mid-1970s, 73, 74. It was a problem where the Federal Reserve and the federal government either made a mistake or they just didn't realize that things were getting this bad. Usually once they start to see the problem and begin to address it, it may take them some time, fits and starts, but eventually they start to resolve the problem. The bad news is it probably doesn't look like it's going to be resolved anytime soon, and it's going to take an awfully long time to resolve this. So a lot of people are kind of saying, is this like 1998, where we had a crisis, it was over in 2 months? Is this like 2001, with 9/11, where kind of, you know, you had after effects really for about a year, 2 years, and then it was over and we're off to the races, and they figured it, this has been going on too long to be 1998. This must be 2001. And I think, you know, right now it's going to take several years for this resolve. You saw this very, very similar to this in the late 1980s with the savings and loans and junk bonds. And that took about 5 or 6 years to resolve. This thing has a few more zeros added to it. It's international in scope and could take a bit longer to deal with.
Now, Doug, how does the... not necessarily the average investor, but the average citizen, how will they feel this? What will be some notable benchmarks or indicia of these problems that they will notice?
Right now, I guess probably what's going to happen is, even though things may not necessarily go off the cliff, what you're going to see is kind of the malaise that everybody's experiencing right now, kind of having to cut corners. Even if they're employed, you know, there's not going to be good times rolling anytime soon. So that's going to impact really in terms of everybody's spending. Now, you can look at that one of two ways. Number one, you can look at it as kind of like the good times have stopped, or you can, and, you know, in which case you can be very negative on it. And the other way you can look at it is maybe what we were doing before was kind of having too much to drink at a party, and right now the punch bowl has been taken away and we have to deal with the morning after. And in terms of that, the real big thing that the investor has to be concerned about is that this slowdown doesn't become a full-blown crisis. And as I say, the one positive about that is, in the past, is usually when the Fed starts dealing with, and the Fed, I mean the Federal Reserve, along with the federal government, like the Treasury Department, usually when this they start to deal with it, they eventually figure out a solution. The problem is the malaise, the slowdown, is not going to be a pop-up like we've seen in the past. We've been used to this. Is something for people out there that we haven't really experienced for 20 years that we're starting to see now. So therefore, if you're, let's say, in your 40s, this is something that you kind of dealt with when you were getting out of college. If you're in your 30s, this is something you really didn't deal with at all because you were in high school. And if you're any younger than that, this is something that you read about in a history book. So right now, this is something very, very new for people, and that tends to be quite painful.
We're, again, talking to Doug Roberts, author of Follow the Fed to Investment Success. Doug, how do international banking, how do the Chinas and Japan, Great Britain, and others who are now entwined with us, how do they weigh into this?
What they do is really we've become kind of a global economy. Now, there's good and bad to that.
There we go again.
Pardon me. The good news with this is allowed us to get cheaper products from overseas. It's allowed us. One of the things is really a lot of our industries. The bad things about offshoring is you lose jobs. The good news is it tends to be replaced with jobs that don't tend to be as resistant to the economy. So a lot of the downturn, and it's my belief, it's going to be heavily more affected overseas than it will be here, despite everybody who was saying before that overseas was going to go along with no problems and all the damage was going to be here. We're now starting to see that it's spreading overseas, and the damage overseas is worse than you're seeing over here. So that's, I guess, one of the positive portions of it. The negative is it's complicated. I mean, right now you have things that, as we said before, the regulations, you're now starting to have to see not just really our government making moves, but governments across multiple things, central banks in this country, the Federal Reserve, but also the European Central Bank, the Bank of Japan, Bank of China, also having to make moves to deal with these problems. And that's very complicated.
What would you advise to whoever is the next president of the United States? What can the president or government do about this?
What they really have to do is, we've heard in this election on both sides the need for bipartisanship, and that nobody really has a monopoly on good ideas. The next president, despite talk, will have to start walking that walk. They're going to have to pull in from both sides of the aisle and basically form kind of a bipartisan task force, including everyone, to help to resolve these problems. And also not just bipartisan, they're going to have to start working. They're going to have to start realizing that we can no longer go back into our shell and kind of go back into the past. That's not a feasibility. What they have to really start doing is look for an international solution to the problem, not just kind of like a regulatory framework that deals with U.S. entities, but also some type of a regulatory framework that deals with entities across international lines.
Doug Roberts, the book is called Follow the Fed to Investment Success. Follow the FedTheBook.com, and you can also read all of your attendant links, and we also have a link on our website as well. Doug, thanks so much for being with us and adding your expertise to this kind of complicated situation.
Thanks, Lionel. I hope I was able to make it understandable for your listeners.
You certainly have. Thank you so much again, Doug Roberts. More coming up on the Lionel Show, 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. LionelOnline.com. More coming up, so stay tuned.
You're listening to The Lionel Show.
Streaming live and in color at LionelOnline.com.
You're listening to AM.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Disciples football team needs players now. The Red Shield state-licensed after-school program is for grades K through 8. It includes tutoring, phonics intervention, and a hot meal.
Hi, I'm Tom Martino, a proud sponsor of the Salvation Army Red Shield. If you'd like more information or if you want to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. 303-295-2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
Voting this November, Scott O'Sullivan of the O'Sullivan Law Firm, a proud supporter of AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk, volunteers his time to answer questions about voting issues. The O'Sullivan Law Firm is dedicated to helping the seriously injured and is your personal injury advocate. Elections can change your life, and so can a personal injury. Don't leave either to chance. Call the O'Sullivan Law Firm for a free consultation. 303-884-6007. That's 303-884-6007.
Scholarships for the hardworking students involved in the Food from the Hood Entrepreneurship Program. You can find their low-fat, all-natural, honey mustard, or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for?
Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-600-6621. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-600-6621. 1-800-600-6621.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. I really hate to say this, but it's really true. You know what? Fall is coming, and then after fall, we get winter. And if you start thinking to yourself, I am not going to go through winter like I did last year or the year before. I want all-wheel, I want four-wheel drive, and I want something that gets great gas mileage, then you want to go to Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos has got a huge selection of clean, late-model, previously owned vehicles. And they'll not only show you the book on every single vehicle, but they've got their matching down incentive, and they want to see your trade-in, too. See my friend Spanky Herrera or any of the gang at Rocky's Autos. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal. And don't forget, you can check Rocky's out on the internets, too, at rockysautos.com. Make sure you stick an S in there. Rocky's Autos. .com. That's Rocky's Autos, best bang for your auto buck at 63rd and Federal. Oh, and mention my name, too. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Email. Something people and now businesses cannot live without. New federal e-discovery laws require that certain companies retain email communication for litigation purposes or face serious fines.
Lose the risk, not your wallet.
By installing a Barracuda Message Archiver today. The Barracuda Message Archiver is a comprehensive yet affordable plug-and-play device that indexes and stores all email traffic for easy search and retrieval, providing immediate government compliance. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or log on to Barracuda.
In the best shape of my life. I run about four, maybe five
push-ups is all I can do. But for my age, that's
normal is different for everyone. That's why Aetna offers its members wellness solutions for every stage of their health, from fitness programs to information to help manage an illness.
Aetna can help me feel and
stay healthier.
To learn more, go to Aetna.com. We want you to know. Aetna.
Plans offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company and its affiliates. Health information programs provide general health information and are not a substitute for diagnosis or treatment by physician or other healthcare professional.
When it comes to saving, WAMU gives you the power to choose the option that best fits your needs, including great rates on CDs and money market accounts. To learn more, stop by one of the 40 locations in the Denver area today. Saving at WAMU. Woohoo!
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and on AM760.net.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words saying. Only the echo.
Alrighty, Lionel with you. By the way, great little trivia question. Ask people who wrote this song. And they'll say, Nilsson. No, Fred Neil. You know, that's kind of thing. It's like one of those jokes where you say, how do you pronounce the capital of Kentucky? Louisville or Louisville? And it's Frankfurt. But he is, of course, known for the song, but Fred Neil, big Greenwich Village hippie rocker in the 60s, wrote that song. Okay? There you go. That's like this one. What was the name of the skipper and the professor on Gilligan's Island? Not the actors, but their name on the show. And people will say, well, they never mentioned it. Oh, yes, they did. Jonas Grumby and Roy Hinckley. Okay, there you go. See, you learned something. That's what this is about, is you learn something. By the way, if anybody knows where Durham can get a good case for his new MacBook, let us know. And is it me or what a deek when somebody steals internet Wi-Fi? That's just, to me, just wrong. 866-303-2270. I'm not mentioning any names. Okay? I'm not mentioning any names.
Look, I got...
Oh, fine. Now they know it's you. Why don't you just address it? Why don't you say, I'm the thief?
Look, I got S, if you will, for the past year for not having a computer.
You know, there are some things where you can abbreviate, and no. S is not one of them. No. It just sounds so...
I think we all know what I mean. My
yeah,
point
so.
Is, now I have a computer,
right.
And I'm getting more S for what? For using somebody else's wireless? What do you
it's
want
It's there.
Me? What do you want?
You're like that kid who downloads a song and says, I'm not stealing. It's just there. I'm not breaking into a place. It's that kind of attitude which led to the Lehman Brothers collapse. Our number 866-303-2270. We'll be talking about that. Coming up, Module 3, Naomi Klein and the Shock Doctrine. I can't say that without saying Shock Doctrine for reasons I cannot go into. We're also talking about this incredible event right now, this incredible moment, this election, every 4 years, and how fascinating it truly is, if you understand how these things work. Remember in the 60s or 70s, TV magic cards, remember that? The ad was, Hi, I'm Marshall Brodeen, a professional magician. Most magic tricks are easy once you know the secret. Well, that's true. Anything's easy once you know how to do it. Well, the elections are fascinating if you really look at how this thing is done and how every state is a little tiny theater unto itself with different concerns, different people, different makeup. And what's so wonderful about this time is it gives us a chance to look at the entire country as a snapshot of who we are, a Rorschach test of who we are. And it's so easy to think that when you're in a particular circle, in a particular state, that everybody sees things through your vantage point. The number one spectator sport in this country is NASCAR. There, I don't get that. I don't get sushi. I don't get golf. I don't get going to the mall. I don't get a lot of things. But I know these things are very, very popular. And what you're seeing right now is for everybody who was, you know, I was just talking to a friend of mine about the DNC and how people were absolutely crying over the notion of how historic this is. And don't forget for a moment, if Barack Obama becomes the first African-American president, this does more for healing and true reparations than anything you can imagine. That's what I think. There are other people here in this country who don't think that way. Okay? They're not members of the Klan. They just don't want to see that. And we live in the same country and we share the same history. And they might be roughly, they tend to be older and whiter. Our number 866-303-2270. Coming up, some of the clips over the weekend that you had to hear. And also, what's wrong with stealing Wi-Fi from somebody you don't know? It's not like it's family. More coming up, so stay tuned.
Listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and on AM760.net.
We're ready to start a family.
But how can we be sure that our finances are ready, too?
I'm a saver, and my husband is a big spender. How can we find common ground?
We want to buy our first house.
How do we make sure we don't get in over our heads?
When you take control of your money, you take control of your life.
Carmen Wong Ulrich is on the money, weeknights at 8 on CNBC.
I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich, and I'm here to help you take control of your money and take control of your life. Join me for On the Money, weeknights 8 Eastern on CNBC.
For far too long, our government has failed American workers. Bad trade deals like NAFTA and CAPTA, trade deals with Vietnam, Peru, and China have all sent millions of jobs overseas, created enormous trade deficits, and left a wake of devastation across our great nation. The Teamsters Union is fighting for America's workers. It's time to scrap these bad trade deals and start over. It's time to create good jobs in America. It's time for a change in Washington. Visit Teamster.org to learn more about Teamsters for Change.
Tom Hartman here. Hey guys, do you know the symptoms of an enlarged prostate? Like it or not, you probably will, because eventually it's going to happen to most of us as we get older. By age 60, it's believed that over 80% of all men experience some sort of problem with urination due to prostate enlargement. Guys, if you're urinating more frequently, especially if you're waking up maybe 2-3 times at night to go to the bathroom, that's the first sign. The second sign might be a burning pain or even problems in the bedroom. This is not just an old man's concern. It happens to American men more often than other countries and can occur as young as 30. So don't ignore the symptoms. Get checkups from your doctor and take Beta Prostate to support healthy prostate functioning. Every man should take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate will help keep your prostate healthy, and it's a natural alternative. You don't need a prescription. You can order Beta Prostate today by visiting the Air America website. That's airamerica.com. Click on the Beta Prostate logo and find out why Beta Prostate is so effective. That's Beta Prostate, available at airamerica.com.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're still looking at delays both directions of I-25 just north of the Tech Center due to crashes near Hampton. Now, the rest of Metro highways are still slow. Southbound I-25, very sluggish downtown. They're cleaning up that crash northbound 225, this north of 6th Avenue, so it's still going to be sluggish as you're trying to get across Aurora. Eastbound C-470 at Quebec, that's also dragging. Speeds, however, on the turnpike are picking up. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
When it comes to saving, WAMU gives you the power to choose the option that best fits your needs, including great rates on CD.
Don't let car buying make you sad
just because your credit's bad.
There's a place that you can go
even when you got no dough.
Go to itsmycarnow.com.
Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? It's my car now.com. It's my car now.com.
TSA Cotman, where you'll never get the runaround. We pride ourselves on giving you superior service and straight talk about your maintenance needs. If money's tight, we also have financing options to get you back on the road. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community and we're here for you. Call us anytime, 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Disciples football team needs players now. The Red Shield state-licensed after-school program is for grades K through 8. It includes tutoring, phonics intervention, and a hot meal.
Hi, I'm Tom Martino, a proud sponsor of the Salvation Army Red Shield. If you'd like more information or if you want to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. 303-295-2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
The other day, I had a customer with a badly cracked windshield. She said she kept putting off replacing it because of her busy schedule. But then a co-worker told her that Elite Safelite could actually come right to her office and replace it. So she called us. I was able to come to her office and replace it the very next day. We even handled all the insurance paperwork for her.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Living with hearing loss can be a painful, frustrating experience.
My name is Karen, and I live in Bailey, Colorado. It became a very uncomfortable environment for me. I was making people repeat themselves. It was affecting my work a lot. Since I've got the hearing aids, it's been a remarkable difference.
Join Colorado Tinnitus and Hearing Center for a free seminar this Tuesday. Learn more about new solutions that can help anyone living with hearing loss. Call an RSVP today, 303-534-0163.
Voting this November, Scott O'Sullivan of the O'Sullivan Law Firm, a proud supporter of AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk, volunteers his time to answer questions about voting issues. The O'Sullivan Law Firm is dedicated to helping the seriously injured and is your personal injury advocate. Elections can change your life, and so can a personal injury. Don't leave either to chance. Call the O'Sullivan Law Firm for a free consultation. 303-884-6007. That's 303-884-6007.
The passion.
We are here because we love this country too much.
Hope.
I will end this war in Iraq responsibly.
And change.
Change happens. Change happens because the American people demand it. But they rise up and insist on new ideas and new leadership. America, we cannot turn back.
Change you can believe in on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
All righty, Eli, don't with you. Whatever, toll-free, 866-303-2270. By the way, did you happen to catch this in Sunday Styles? I'm hoping this, I'm holding it up like Mika Brzezinski. A DNA spitting party? Where they collect samples of your saliva and you spit into various test tubes? Various people of prominence, notables and the like, are spitting into a... Huh? Goes to show you, it's a wacky world. I've done it sometimes, not intentionally.
For what purpose?
To somehow, it was a preface to a company that was going to do genetic screening and heredity studies, and you got Rupert Murdoch and Harvey Weinstein spitting into a, I don't know. The other one I read about, people bringing their own ice. Have you heard about this? Ice party. People who are into their own ice cubes, their own type of ice. How they like the ice, the particular size.
I did get ice cube trays that are like, they have tiny little ice cubes. They're great. They fit into the bong so much better.
Thank you so much. 866-303-2270. It's just there are all these little groups of people around our world. You've heard of this, Juice. I know you're a big proponent of this, showing up at 3 o'clock in the morning wearing a red T-shirt for no particular reason. You know, just showing up and then leaving. All righty. Now, my friends, coming up, Module 3, Naomi Klein, the shock doctrine, as it were. Or that's the issue. Now, as I started the first module, I had something to say. And that was, leave Sarah Palin alone. It's not working. Nothing is happening. It's fun stuff. It's great for blog coverage and whether she's lying or not. Did she really put the plane up on eBay? Did she really? Well, not really, but kind of, sort of, you know. Listen. Like Paul Begala says, and as I have said, shoot up, not down. When you go after her, when you make fun of her, the Sarah Palin acolytes come out of the woodwork. Remember, she's there to energize the group. And it is a valid statement to ask questions about her, specifics. And by the way, just to reiterate, Tina Fey this Saturday night, I think it was the highest rated show. Do we have that at all, Jews, by any chance? That Tina Fey, I would have thought for sure. And by the way, this is one of the best sound sheets ever. Two pages. An incredible amount of effort. But Tina Fey this weekend was so good. And it was scary. The mimicry gods alighted from the heavens. And I have no idea what that means either. I mean, it was really something to see this. I mean, God, it was amazing. Vaughn Meter. You know, do you guys remember there was a Bill Clinton impersonator during the Clinton administration? 2 terms, 8 years. I knew this guy from the Tampa area, Tim, I forget his last name. He was such a dead ringer, it's not even funny. He was so good impersonating Clinton that one time he was at a McDonald's, and supposedly, the story goes, a Secret Service person who happened to be there was wondering whether he had slipped out or what have you. So mimicry is one thing, but this is uncanny. This was that she did a better Sarah Palin than Sarah Palin did. Now, to give you, and there are some wonderful moments, so you've got to admit, of Sarah Palin. In fact, if you recall last week, John McCain was asked to name and some of the qualifications of Sarah Palin's foreign policy or national security, what her credentials were. His sole answer was, of course, energy. Now, I know what you're saying. What does that have to do with foreign policy or national security? Beats the hell out of me. Then again, that's John McCain for you. You might want to rethink that now, considering that Palin incorrectly touted her own state's energy production in her Charlie Gibson interview. She heralds her energy independence credentials because she governs a state that supplies 20% of America's domestic energy supply. 20%, Juice! And I understand you take umbrage at this, you take exception to this, 20%? Do you think there is perhaps a different figure that may more accurately depict and indicate that amount of energy and the percentage that Alaska is responsible for, Juice? What would that be? What would be the alleged correct percentage be? Not 20%, but what?
3.5%.
That's right.
That's a big difference. So when that's your sole expertise, and you don't get that one right, well, hello, robotic. Here she is, Sarah Palin.
Let me speak specifically about a credential that I do bring to this table, Charlie, and that's with the energy independence that I've been working on for these years as the governor of this state that produces nearly 20% of the U.S. domestic supply of energy.
Ooh, I like it. You were buzzer included. Batteries not included. Safer data grad. Don't try this at home. Bless her heart. Now, what is this going to do to the GOPer out there who is a big Sarah Palin fan?
Zip.
Zip.
Zero.
Do, da, nada, nihil. Nothing. Niente.
What happened?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's the point. And again, every time we talk about Sarah Palin, we're taking our eye off the prize. We're shooting down and not up. She will implode eventually. Just wait. Because remember, they went after Spiro Agnew, they went after Dan Quayle, and it didn't do much of anything. It just merely redirects where the attention should be. Now, speaking of energy independence, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat from Rhode Island, asked a group of energy experts, if you will, if drilling here, drilling now is America's number one issue facing Americans right now. Listen to the experts jump at the opportunity to answer.
Gentlemen, we're in the middle of a near total mortgage system meltdown in this country. We have a health care system that burns 16% of our GDP, in which the Medicare liability alone has been estimated at $34 trillion. We're burning $10 billion a month in Iraq. This administration has run up $7.7 trillion in national debt by our calculation, and there is worsening evidence every day of global warming with worsening environmental, national security, and economic ramifications. In the light of those conditions, do any of you seriously contend that drilling for more oil is the number one issue facing the American people today? That is
unedited.
Unedited, my friend. 9 seconds of silence.
That was it. That was it.
And those are real crickets.
That's exactly
the actual.
That is absolutely correct. Boy, that's Sheldon Whitehouse. He's something, isn't he, everybody? He is something else. Okay. Now, moving right along, you know, there are two people in the world. Well, I shouldn't say the world, but two people that you really should pay attention to if you want to hear some good stuff regarding politics and elections. And that is Pat Buchanan. Oh, I know what you're saying. I know. He's a right winger. Yeah, right. But listen to what he says about elections and about how things are done. And then the other one is everybody's favorite boogeyman, Karl Rove. Or as an Irish bartender of mine always mispronounces his name, Karl Rove. No, it's Rove. Sure. Anwar. No, what's his name? Sadat Hussein. Right? Rumsfeld. Sure. No. Yeah. Okay. By the way, he has this incredible ability to say sure and yeah to the point where you're not really sure if he's agreeing with you or himself. He'll say, you know, your man, Sadat Hussein. I said, no, that's Saddam Hussein. Anwar Sadat was the president of Egypt. He was sure, yes. I'm sure that he was president, yeah, what? What are you talking about? Sure. He just, very, very confusing. Karl Rove. And you're waiting for the V. Well, Karl Rove, as it were, was on Fox News' Chris Wallace and was asked the dumbest question of the weekend, according to our own Juice Hewan, on Fox News Sunday yesterday, everybody. Karl Rove answers it with an equally asinine response. Wallace asked Rove if candidates had to tell the truth in campaign ads, especially when you have these fact-check organizations like PolitiFact and Media Matters that make a big stink and a big hullabaloo every time you lie. Rove replies, you really can't trust fact-check organizations. They're biased.
Do they need to be 100% passing the truth test? In other words, when you were running Bush's campaign, did you care whether some fact-check organization...
No, and then look, you can't trust the fact-check organizations with all due respect. They're human beings. They're individuals. They've got their own biases built in there.
Yeah. Nice try there, Buckaroo, but...
It's like we say all the time, Media Matters just gives you the transcript. It's not, they're not altering it. It's right there.
It's, or they'll say, this is what happened. And PolitiFact, by the way, is wonderful in terms of their pants on fire meters. You know, what Carl Rove should have said was lie. Just go out there and lie. I expect nothing but lies. Now, by the way, in this next particular clip, we don't want to be sticklers, pedantic, priggish over a little faux pas. I don't know what the plural that is. But this is a real beaut. Returning back to Sarah Palin's incredible interview with Charlie Gibson, Gibson asked Palin, where would the McCain administration cut spending? And Palin replies several times that there certainly are efficiencies to cut. Now, maybe she feels like an efficiency apartment or an efficiency room, something that is efficient, I don't think one would want to cut. She probably means that which is inefficient or inefficiencies, but I digress. Last time Juice checked, one would cut inefficiencies and leave the efficiencies alone. Makes sense to me. Well, incidentally, Gibson tripped Palin up again with this line of questioning, displaying here inefficiencies in understanding government.
How much smaller would a McCain budget be? Where would you cut?
We're going to find efficiencies in every department. We have got to. There's some things that I think should be off the table.
Do you talk about entitlement reform? Is there money you can save in Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid?
I am sure that there are efficiencies that are going to be found in all of these agencies. I'm confident in that.
But agencies are not involved in entitlements. Basically, discretionary spending is 18% of the budget.
We have certainly seen excess in agencies, though.
We sure have. Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, well, it doesn't matter, but we've... Why am I talking like this? Money, yes, but I like it, too. It'd be good if all of a sudden she starts waxing and, sure, your mom there comes in there and takes the efficiencies. For God's sakes. All righty. Our number, 866-303-2270. That's the number, 866-303-2270. And, you know, you got to love her. But all I'm saying is this. While we laugh at Sarah Palin, and we kind of laugh at what this, you know, this ditzy kind of, she is absolutely drawing that crowd around like you can't believe. They love her. Absolutely love her. And isn't that amazing? I mean, don't you, seriously. It's like when I hear people who clap. Well, there's so many cases where I feel like I'm in a parallel universe, but when I hear people clap or applaud the notion of, you know, not believing in evolution and the like. You see, regardless of what we think, we have to win this thing. And if you don't win, then all is for naught. And it's very difficult sometimes for people who especially have ventured into this for the first time, because a lot of young people are involved in this, and God bless them. But they've never seen historically how this thing works. They don't understand or remember Spiro Agnew. They don't remember Dan Quayle, per se. And they don't remember how in 1972... the Democratic dream, the liberal George McGovern, who was going to end the war at the height of the Vietnam War. This would have been a shoo-in, right? He took one state. Think about it. History is so, so important. And you also have to realize how much things have changed, if at all. Our number toll-free, 866-303-2270. Coming up, Module 3. Naomi Klein, author of The Shock Doctrine, joins us in the studio. More coming up, so stay tuned.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and on AM760.net.
Who's always there for you? Your mom?
Mm-hmm. Traffic.
Northbound I-25 was temporarily blocked at Colorado for a motorcade to get by, getting past DU. Now, it really backed things up as you're trying to make your way downtown, so that's what was causing your problems as you were trying to get out of the tech center as you did get past that accident. They're still trying to clean up that crash on the southbound side of I-25 that occurred right around Hamden. Speed just still dragging northbound 225 north of 6th Avenue following a crash. I'm Todd Parker, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Swing into Elbert's Family Restaurant for all-you-can-eat Friday night fish and shrimp fry and old-fashioned banana wafer pudding. September.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. They'll help you choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes. You'll find the one that is the perfect match for you and create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared.
Have you or someone you know been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense? Even when the Constitution seems to be a thing of the past, you do still have rights. In some cases, you have as little as 7 days to protect those rights, and I have the experience to help. Hi, I'm John Buckley, and I want to help with your legal troubles. At the Law Office of John Buckley, you will work with me, John Buckley, directly. My service promise to you is that I will treat you with the compassion and respect that you deserve. Don't ignore your trouble and hope it will get better. I offer a free initial consultation, as well as reasonable fees and payment plans. My mission is to see that you receive justice in your case. Don't let a DUI or other criminal charge ruin your life. Call me, John Buckley, at 303-501-1800. 303-501-1800. Or visit my website now at the letter J, BuckleyLaw.com. That's the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, Law.com. DUIs carry serious consequences. Don't try to fight the system alone. Call the Law Office of John Buckley now.
Voting this November, Scott O'Sullivan of the O'Sullivan Law Firm, a proud supporter of AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk, volunteers his time to answer questions about voting issues. The O'Sullivan Law Firm is dedicated to helping the seriously injured and is your personal injury advocate. Elections can change your life, and so can a personal injury. Don't leave either to chance. Call the O'Sullivan Law Firm for a free consultation. 303-884-6007. That's 303-884-6007.
All the payback they deserve while you regain control of your debt, your life, your peace of mind. Find out how easy it is by calling for this must-have free information. Settle your debt now. Call 1-800-990-2955. That's 1-800-990-2955. 1-800-990-2955.
As summer ends and the chill of autumn seeps in, anticipation begins for the most glorious of all entertainment spectacles.
You're talking about the fall TV season, right?
No, I'm talking football.
Well, whether it's football or your favorite shows, with Comcast Digital TV, you get it all, including on-demand, so you can watch tons of movies. Shows like CSI on CBS On Demand, even high school sports, whenever you want. And right now, Comcast Digital TV and high-speed internet are just $66 per month for 6 months.
I can go online and check my fantasy football stats.
I can go online to Fancast.com and watch shows from NBC, FX, Bravo, and more.
Comcast Digital TV and high-speed internet are an unstoppable team.
You've really got football fever, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Comcast Digital TV and high-speed internet for only $66 per month for 6 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST.
Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. After 6 months, regular charges apply. Call for details.
I hate this song so much. It really blows chunks. It doesn't even qualify as a song because it's just Paul Simon saying some things over and over again with music playing in the background. This is not a song. This is even close to being a song. I forgot how to write a song. Oh, yeah. I'll give the illusion of melody, but there really is nothing here. I'm a fraudulent songwriter. I married Edith Bracal, and I don't know why. She's not a bohemian or new. La-di-da, la-di-da. What?
We were the reason Justin bumped back at this is because I was just talking about how this weekend I realized I hate Paul Simon.
I can't stand him.
I hate it.
There was diamonds on her shoes. There were diamonds on her shoes.
And Graceland is my favorite album of all time.
He's so clever. It just he's such a little
when he
come down there, Elvis.
I hate it. When he did, you know, Mrs. Robinson and all that stuff. That's great, you know, wonderful stuff.
That's Simon and Garfunkel. I'm talking about
right.
Paul Simon.
Well, but Garfunkel
sang. Yeah, Simon wrote all
he
of that
wrote
stuff,
it.
Too.
But what I'm saying is I'm talking about his solo career. Simon and Garfunkel is a whole different thing to me.
Right.
His solo
he
career
wrote
sucks.
The songs. He wrote the songs.
Except
that make the whole world sing. Sorry. By the way, who wrote I Write the Songs?
Barry Manilow.
No, Bruce Johnston from the Beach Boys. See? Another one of those. You never know. But who wrote It's Raining Men? Paul Schaefer. Let it go. But Paul Simon, I'm sorry.
I can't believe just, how much you and me agree on this.
This
for
is just.
I really can't stand
I completely
it.
Disagree.
I mean, here's a song. I don't
I'm
know what the words are. Hey, here's Juice. Juice is going to the Yankees game. Juice doesn't want to go to the Yankees game, but he's got to. He's got to go to the Yankees today. Yankees suck.
God, there was one song we heard. I heard in the car this week where. What's that song where he mentions a cinematographer's party or something?
Oh, that was your mother?
Ugh.
That was
so
a
annoying.
Great song. Come on.
And I met you at the cinematographer's party. Shut up. Our number toll free 866 internecine battles here.
Who am I to blow against the wind?
We sound
I know
like,
what I know.
We sound like MSNBC here. Where's your shovel? You know? My God. No, I'll tell you, I just do not. Paul Simon, sorry about that. Coming up, module 3, Naomi Klein, as it were, and also my thoughts and concepts about this incredible show, this incredible election, and so fascinating. And today, by the way, there's a wonderful interactive piece. I mentioned Real Clear Politics and their map, which I like a lot. But the New York Times front page or had it on their website to show you how these things work. Because remember, this is something you have to remind people of. And I was telling an Irish friend of mine over the weekend that it takes 11 states, I believe 11 big states to win to get your 270, your electoral votes. And you could win each state, let's assume this crazy possibility, in the top 11 states, New York and Florida, imagine there were just 3 votes cast. And let's say Barack Obama got 2 of those 3. So that's 11 states times 2, 22 votes total. Let's assume in the other 39 states, he didn't get 1 vote, and it was overwhelmingly for John McCain. Millions of people. Theoretically, you could have a race 20 million to 22, and the person with 22 votes could win. That's our system. That's the way it is. Coming up, Naomi Klein, or Cloyne, as I say. More coming up. Stay tuned.
Lionel.
You're listening to The Lionel Show.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
A lot of people walk into Sherwin-Williams and ask me about products that have less impact on the environment. It's nice to know I can help.
at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store, our exceptional products with the Green Shore Seal are not only beautiful, they're low odor and durable too. And now, save $7 a gallon on Harmony and Duration Home. So if you're thinking green, just ask. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
I'm Nick Young. President Bush is now addressing the latest upheaval in the financial markets. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, the president has just stepped into the Rose Garden to comment on this decidedly not-so-rosy situation.
I know Americans are concerned about the adjustments that are taking place in our financial markets. The White House and throughout my administration, we're focused on them. And we're working to reduce disruptions and minimize the impact of these financial market developments on the broader economy.
Now, after refusing to commit taxpayer funding to a Lehman Brothers bailout, the White House is obviously eager to reassure investors. Treasury Secretary Paulson will brief reporters here later today. He has already issued a statement pledging market stability. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
And how have investors responded to the shocks? Well, right now the Dow is off about 189 points, the NASDAQ down 21. Market analyst Hugh Johnson.
Let's keep in mind that this is a very sort of a, I don't want to call it a panic, but I will call it a somewhat emotional sell-off in early trading.
CBS News correspondent Anthony Mason says the reverberations will continue long after today.
For a prolonged period of time, it's going to continue to be hard to get a loan because banks are afraid of risk at this point. They have been burned by taking risk, and so now what do you do when you're afraid? You know, you don't lend money, and that's what the effect is going to be.
On the Texas Gulf Coast, the massive cleanup continues in the wake of Hurricane Ike. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula has the latest from Houston.
As thousands sit frustrated in shelters, millions are without power, food, and water. This man is elated to be getting items donated by a church group.
I wouldn't be able to make it, even though I have money in my pocket, but no stores open.
Search and rescue operations continue. The mayor of ravaged Galveston is telling residents to stay away. Hurricane Ike is being blamed for at least 30 deaths.
And the Midwest is recovering from the remnants of Hurricane Ike that cut a windy and wet path through the Midwest and Mid-South. At least 15 deaths are blamed on the weather, which caused widespread flooding in the Chicago area. The jury's been picked. Now it's time for opening statements at the kidnap and robbery trial of O.J. Simpson.
This is Steve Futterman in Las Vegas. The jury will hear two very different stories today. The prosecution will characterize O.J. Simpson as the ringleader of the alleged armed robbery. Prosecutors will say it was Simpson who wanted guns brought to the confrontation with two sports memorabilia dealers. The defense, on the other hand, will say Simpson was simply trying to recover items that were stolen from him.
It is a potentially serious problem that affects as many as 600,000 Americans every year. Blood clots, known as deep vein thrombosis. Federal health officials say, though, that it's a problem that can be easily prevented and treated. Today, federal health officials have released a report and guide that advises people with the condition. Nick Young, CBS News.
I was talking to my doctor, and he asked me what medications I'm taking.
Taking notes next time. There is so much
information. Information is the key to good health. And with the Aetna online personal health record, test results, diagnoses, and new prescriptions are scanned and can alert you to potential conflicts, helping you and your doctor make better informed decisions.
Helping me better understand
my health.
Learn more about the personal health record at Aetna.com. We want you to know. Aetna.
The personal health record is offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company and should not be used as the sole source of information about the member's medical history.
Let's talk about the power of going home. At the end of a workday, we go home. The holidays, you head home. Why? Going home makes us feel good. To care for your Cadillac, take it back home, where right now it's good wrench and go time. Just head to your participating Cadillac dealer and down their good wrench service lane for an oil change, tire rotation, and a good wrench multi-point vehicle inspection all in one package. And while you're there, have them check your tires. Should you need them, they can recommend the proper tires for your Cadillac. Good wrench and go. We're keeping it simple. Offer ends November 30th.
I'm Steve Smith with an AM 760 local news update. Barack Obama visiting Colorado today. He's stumping in Grand Junction and Pueblo before he heads to Golden tomorrow to speak at the School of Mines. Congressman Ed Perlmutter backs Obama.
This country's got some serious challenges, and we've got to have a new direction. And so
this really is serious business that we have, and I want people to really listen to both sides of the aisle carefully, because we can't keep going down the same path.
Perlmutter blames the Bush administration for recent problems in the banking industry. The Democrat says deregulation was a gamble that led to problems with Lehman Brothers and Merrill Lynch. Boulder officials want to see more solar panels on roofs, and they're considering changing city code to allow it. The city council will consider a proposal tomorrow to quadruple the amount of roof space that can be devoted to solar panels from 25% to 100%. If approved, the new rules would likely go into effect in November. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Steve Smith. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a busy drive right now as crews are cleaning up that accident southbound to I-25 right around Handed. Really been hanging things up as we were trying to get into the tech center. They're also trying to mop up that crash northbound 225 north of 6th Avenue, causing delays across Aurora. Now speeds are starting to improve on both C-470 as well as 6.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Did you know you can raise money for your kids' school and save while shopping at King Soopers? When you buy any 15 items with the Box Tops for Education logo, you'll save an additional $3 at checkout. Help our schools and save money, too, at King Soopers.
10-point touchdown! Touchdown, Colorado!
Thursday, the spotlight shines at your Colorado Buffaloes as they host West Virginia in Boulder. Don't forget to wear all black for the Folsom Field Blackout.
And that seals it here at Folsom Field.
For ticket information and your chance to win tickets, log on to am760.net.
With you, whatever toll free is 866-303-2270. My friends, one of the most important books of our time, of our generation, is The Shock Doctrine, written by our guest in the studio, Naomi Klein. Welcome to this here Lionel Show.
It's so great to be with you.
What does it feel like to be the author of something this important? And I know you're being modest, but I'm not, because I'm not you. Modesty is regarding yourself. But this is, did you have any idea of how huge this would be?
I've been incredibly gratified by the response to the book. And what the response is we get all of these letters from people to the website that we launched alongside the book, where people just say that it helps them understand what's going on right now. So it's really a tool. And this is what I hoped for the book, was that it would give people a new framework to read the newspaper differently. And that's what we hear all the time.
How did you find this out? How did you, I mean, you're a very young person. Where did you get this stuff from? Milton Friedman and flea markets and what they go in and Pinochet. And why didn't somebody, I mean, I don't want to say why didn't somebody write this before, but how did you come across something which is, when you think about it, so obvious. You know what I mean? That
well,
nobody
I mean,
else has written about it before.
I describe the book as an exercise in pattern recognition. Mm. And I think that that's actually what happened to me, which is that I identified a pattern in Iraq, which I was calling triple shock, where Iraq was invaded in the most shocking way possible, shock and awe, immediately after, in the window of opportunity after the shock, you had economic shock therapy deliberately exploiting that state of crisis and shock, and then you had the use of extreme repression in the case of Iraq, torture to, which is a very literal form of shock, to enforce these policies to try to get the country under control. But it was really the two shocks, that a shock to a country followed by an economic shock therapy, that I then saw. Once I identified it in one place, I started to see it repeat.
Did anybody
after the tsunami, yeah,
ever say to you, you know, Naomi, you're not supposed to know about this, but that's precisely what we did. We didn't have a name for it. I mean, if Milton Friedman, would he sit there and say, that's exactly right? Or is this...
No, he would not.
He wouldn't admit to it, but is this... Sometimes when you pick out something that happens, you know, humans are good at picking out trends and patterns. We always see faces and things. grilled cheese with a Madonna. You know, we see trends. We just do this by nature. Have you had this verified on the QT by people who say, that's exactly what we did?
Oh, absolutely. And
any big names you want to disclose?
Well, I mean, the book has been favorably reviewed by Joseph Stiglitz in the New York Times, who is the chief economist at the World Bank, which is one of the institutions that was using these tactics most actively, using economic crises in countries to push through radical economic reforms. But, you know, the evidence in the book, the source material for the book, isn't me quoting other, lefties to support my thesis.
Right.
I am quoting the top-level policymakers and economists like Milton Friedman saying, and this is the quote that's become most famous from the book, only a crisis, actual or perceived, produces real change. And when that crisis takes place, the change depends on the ideas that are lying around. That is so important for us to understand in this moment of multiple crises.
Right.
But I have so many quotes like that in the book. And I call them the smoking gun quotes, where I'm getting the so-called free market economists admitting that they need a shock in order to push through shock therapy.
Well, there are two different things, Naomi. There are people who, economists, who say, that's right, and we'll wait for that crisis to come. Then there are others who are more proactive and say, well, wait a minute. If a crisis begets change, let's form the crisis. And that's the distinction, because I think what some might say is, well, yes, we have noticed cataclysmic events oftentimes result in, but sometimes mandate corrective measures, which one man's corrective measures is another person's shock or what have you. But when you watch the Fox News channel, if you ever do, for a couple of laughs, and you hear people talk, this was just a couple of years ago, when you hear people talk about why we went to Iraq, they still speak of it in a kind of in a halcyon, wonderful period of time. It was an evil dictator, and he wouldn't, and there UN resolutions, and he, something about 9/11, I don't know, and there were rape rooms, and he had two terrible sons, and liberators. I say, that's not it. This is it. That's why we went. No, nobody wants to think or admit that what you're saying is true.
But the thing is that if you read the book, all of my evidence actually comes straight from the mouths of people like Paul Bremer and Doug Feith.
Where is he, Paul Bremer?
So, I mean, they can say what they want and they can call it a conspiracy theory, but the fact is it's just reporting. And I take them at their word. And I show how what they say they were going to do actually played out in the real world. I mean, I go to Iraq, I go to New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, and Sri Lanka after the tsunami, and I do my reporting. And I think this idea of trying to claim that I'm spinning wild theories, it's a political tactic. It's just a way to try to avoid dealing with
right.
the evidence and keep people from reading the book. Frankly,
speaking of Paul Bremer, you might have written this. One of the funniest things ever that he's ever been responsible for is the notion of he planned to have some type of a job mart in Iraq where companies would come, Sheridan, Walmart, and right?
I heard
you wrote
that.
It. You wrote, yeah.
It was called DBX.
Yes, and I'm reading this. I'm laughing. And that once they saw a Cineplex Odeon, they would say, hey, this is great, and the Home Depot and Hyatt, and then nobody could get it. They couldn't get insurance. But to show you mentality, they actually thought that this would be a place for Walmart.
I know. And it's funny you mentioned that, because that was actually why I went to Iraq when I went. I wanted to be there during this expo because I thought it would be, a great material. Because I was covering it. I was there on assignment for Harper's Magazine, and this was the story I pitched. I'm going to Baghdad. I'm going to go to, it was called BDX, this big expo. And
what did that stand for?
Some Baghdad expo investment. I don't know what it stood for. And so I was there, for 5 weeks, but I had timed it so that it would end with the expo. And I happened to be there when everything just went crazy in Iraq, the first siege of Fallujah, the Blackwater guys were killed in Fallujah, and then there was retaliation.
Right.
They declared war on Muqtada al-Sadr, so the country was exploding. And all the while, it was like, is this expo really going to happen? And then it was just like, well,
were you asking that question?
And then eventually they were like, we've decided to move the expo to Turkey.
Yeah.
So people can learn about investing in Iraq in Turkey, because it's too dangerous to even go to Iraq.
Okay, now we're talking to Naomi Klein, who's the author of The Shock Doctrine, which will be taught in schools, if not already. And I'm serious. I'm not saying it just because you're here. This is so critical because it's not going to be for a long time, Naomi, until we really unravel this Gordian knot of this history. We realize what these bastards did. I'm sorry, it's my opinion. I mean, I still can't believe what happened. And how many people are walking around saying, really? It's that we don't even know. This is current history. This isn't 50 years ago. No. This is now. Now.
And that's the point of writing it, so that we can identify these tactics when they're happening and stop them. Because they're happening right now with this economic crisis, with the oil, high oil prices being used to push through offshore oil drilling.
This is, you know, in the seventh anniversary of 9/11. 9/11 was responsible for all this. This would never have happened. Had those two, I say this, people get upset. If those two towers did not fall, forget Shanksville and the Pentagon. If those two towers didn't fall, none of this would be possible. That was the shock.
Absolutely.
That was step one in this. And people say, what are you getting at? Are you saying, I'm not getting at anything. I'm telling you, had those two buildings not fallen, none of this would happen. Now, in a more contemporary theater, if you will, what's happening? Apply the shock doctrine to offshore drilling and Hurricane Ike. What's happening there?
Well, what we saw is it was a very deliberate strategy to this from the far right of the Republican Party, talking about the economic right, Newt Gingrich, to change the subject from global warming, from climate change, to energy security. Sounds a little bit like you're talking
what
about the same.
That
energy security is the idea that America's security is at risk because it relies on foreign oil, and the solution to that is domestic drilling. Now, this has been the wish list of the oil and gas industry. It's also...
It's a great angle.
It is.
Hey, don't drill because of our profits. But you don't want those guys with the turbines getting our money.
Right. So people are worried about what they should be worried about, which is that our planet is being cooked. And that's where it ties in with Hurricane Ike and Hurricane Gustav and the fact that we're seeing record levels of these intense storms, which is directly related to warming ocean temperatures. Don't talk about that. Don't talk about that real energy crisis and how we need to actually change the way we live and change our sources or resources of energy. Let's just give the last big gift to the oil and gas industry, which will allow them to drill offshore, which will open up the National Arctic Wildlife Refuge, and so on. So there was a strategy, and it's really interesting for people to remember that as recently as May, no one was talking about offshore oil drilling. During the Republican primary debates, it never came up. So why is everyone talking about this now? Why was the chant, in St. Paul, drill, baby, drill? Mm-hmm. It was a deliberate strategy, a shock doctrine strategy on the part of Newt Gingrich, who waited until oil was approaching $130 a barrel and launched a petition, drill here, drill now, right? Got a whole bunch of signatures based on a false promise that this would lower gas prices immediately. And then they commissioned a poll. Bunch of ridiculously leading questions, then turned around and said, look, two-thirds of Americans want offshore oil drilling. And that's all it took for John McCain to flip and embrace the policy.
But Naomi, the good thing about these people is that they pick the best issues. Capital punishment. You don't think a rapist should... Yes. Oil drilling. Excuse me, but we can't even tap into our own resources here.
Exactly. But look,
that's what the average Joe thinks. It's like, wait a minute, this is our oil, and somehow, if it goes off the coast of Florida or California or Anwar, it's going to come directly to us, and this will be, they believe, an appreciable, if not a symbolic improvement in our.
And in fact, it won't have any impact on prices in the short term. And in the long term, who knows? Who knows what prices are going to be in the long term? But it's only going to have a minor impact, if that. And, the way in which this discussion has taken place has been so misleading. I mean, it started with a big lie, right? Dick Cheney saying the Chinese are drilling off the coast of Cuba and they can do vertical drilling. And so they're actually drilling off the coast of Florida. A big lie that turns out to have been completely manufactured, okay? But most people still believe it, right? Like all of the smears that get spread, they take on a life of their own. And what's amazing to me is, the reason why offshore oil drilling is a problem, it has to do with global warming. It's that we're seeing more and more of these storms, and these rigs are really vulnerable. And if we need evidence, look at what's happening right now on the Gulf Coast. You have two oil rigs that have come unmoored. You have real damage being done to the offshore rigs that exist right now. They're being slammed by these massive storms. This is an environmental catastrophe. It affects other industries like tourism and fishing. It's an unnecessary risk at a time when what we should be talking about is switching to solar to wind.
It's an unnecessary risk for a de minimis amount of oil production, and the risk, the risk to profit ratio is ungodly. Stand by for a second. We're talking to Naomi Klein, author of The Shock Doctrine. You can also go to your website at either theshockdoctrine.com or NaomiKlein.com. You're all over the place.
It all leads to
I am. God, she's everywhere. Our number toll free, 866-303-2270. More coming up, so stay tuned.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and on AM760.net.
Ascension RV owners, you might want to pull your vehicle over, because I'm about to blow your mind. Ready? GEICO now insures all types of RVs, like motorized, sport utility, towable RVs, motorhomes, trailers, and pop-ups. And if there was an RV that levitated and ran on fish and chips, they'd probably insure that too. So see how much money you could save with GEICO. Oi, where you headed anyway? I hope it's a water park. I love those.
Now GEICO offers insurance on all the stuff that moves you, including RVs. Call 1-800-947-AUTO or visit GEICO.com.
You trust the Wall Street Journal for in-depth news and insightful market coverage? Now you can find top jobs and leading-edge advice from the Wall Street Journal online at wsj.com/careers, a free, comprehensive resource designed to give your career a boost. Learn how to fine-tune your resume, network within your industry, and manage office politics. Whether you're looking for a new job or just want to get ahead in your...
The Salvation Army Red Shield Disciples football team needs players now. The Red Shield state-licensed after-school program is for grades K through 8. It includes tutoring, phonics intervention, and a hot meal.
Hi, I'm Tom Martino, a proud sponsor of the Salvation Army Red Shield. If you'd like more information or if you want to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. 303-295-2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
Voting this November, Scott O'Sullivan of the O'Sullivan Law Firm, a proud supporter of AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk, volunteers his time to answer questions about voting issues. The O'Sullivan Law Firm is dedicated to helping the seriously injured and is your personal injury advocate. Elections can change your life, and so can a personal injury. Don't leave either to chance. Call the O'Sullivan Law Firm for a free consultation. 303-884-6007. That's 303-884-6007.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1065. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1065. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1065. 1-800-557-1065.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company corporation. 1-800-495-8830.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Visit cheaperfords.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and on AM760.net.
All righty, Elida with you, Mama Try. Great Merle Haggard, number toll-free, 866-303-2270. In the waning moments, so honored to have in the studio Naomi Klein, the Naomi Klein to you, the shock doctrine. Naomi, let's be prescient. Read the entrails of the beast, be pythonic. I want you to imagine, what would it be like with a McCain-Palin ticket?
Well, I think we, if they win, and of course we hope very much that they don't win, but yes. I think in order to prevent them from winning, we need to talk more about what McCain and Palin would actually do in office, because I think that one of the sort of big talking points has been McCain equals four more years of Bush, and I think that's wrong. Because the implication of that is that it's stasis. It's the same. It's more of the same. I think it's potentially much worse than that and much more radical than that. Because if they were to win, God forbid, they have something that Bush hasn't had in a very long time, which is a mandate. You know, Bush's approval ratings have kept him, his low approval ratings have kept him from going after the more ambitious pieces of the agenda, like offshore oil drilling, like opening up on Anwar, and like privatizing Social Security. So, you know, we're hearing all of this talk of, you know, taking a weed whacker to regulation. That's what Mitt Romney said, even though we have an economic crisis that was born of deregulation.
Yes.
You know, and they're using these words like radical reform, turning Washington upside down. And I think, you know, we're treating this like empty slogans. I don't think we should. I think we should take them at their word. What they're saying is if they're elected, they will finish the job. They will go after Social Security. They will privatize Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They'll feed Wall Street the remains after taxpayers have bailed them out, and there won't be, you know, there won't be institutions that actually guarantee.
So in essence, it will not be.
It's the end of the New Deal, the final end of the New Deal.
The only reason, the only thing keeping Bush from doing this is his own unpopularity.
I think that's exactly right, and they will use the crisis.
Right, they will perceive and change. Which was the way they co-opted that.
Radical change. And, you know, this is what I argue in the shock doctrine is that you can use an economic crisis, what Milton Friedman said, only a crisis actual or perceived. And when the crisis hits, the change depends on the ideas that are lying around. They will come to office. They'll say, we are in a state of emergency, a state of crisis. We have absolutely no choice but to finish this job. And, you know, they had an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal last week, McCain panel, and obviously they didn't write it themselves. But they ended the op-ed saying, in the first 100 days of our administration, we'll look at every agency and department and expenditure of the federal government and ask this simple question. Is it serving the needs of taxpayer? If not, we will reform it or shut it down. That is a serious threat. So let's stop talking about lipstick and talk about that.
Naomi Klein, thank you so much for being with us. And by the way, you're going to be on a nationwide speaking tour. Seattle coming up tomorrow, correct?
That's right.
So you can go to shockdoctrine.com or NaomiKlein.com. Again, the book is The Shock Doctrine. If you haven't purchased this, do it. Christmas is just around the corner. Makes a fine gift for dad or grad. More coming up on The Lionel Show. Stay tuned.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and on AM760.net.
We're ready to start a family.
But how can we be sure that our finances are ready, too?
I'm a saver, and my husband is a big spender. How can we find common ground?
We want to buy our first house.
How do we make sure we don't get in over our heads?
When you take control of your money, you take control of your life.
Carmen Wong Ulrich is on the money, weeknights at 8 on CNBC.
I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich, and I'm here to help you take control of your money and take control of your life. Join me for On the Money, weeknights 8 Eastern on CNBC.
For
far too long, our government has failed American workers. Bad trade deals like NAFTA and CAFTA, trade deals with Vietnam, Peru, and China have all sent millions of jobs overseas, created enormous trade deficits, and left a wake of devastation across our great nation. The Teamsters Union is fighting for America's workers. It's time to scrap these bad trade deals and start over. It's time to create good jobs in America. It's time for a change in Washington. Visit Teamster.org to learn more about Teamsters for Change.
Hey, this is Rachel Maddow, and I'm a firm believer that age is just a number. But a little push in the right direction is always a bonus. That's why I had to find out more about a product called Night Skin. Here's the scoop. Night Skin was formulated by Dr. Arthur Perry, an award-winning board-certified plastic surgeon who's trained at Harvard and Cornell and the University of Chicago. Night Skin reduces fine lines, wrinkles, and even dark spots that come with age. It was formulated for both women and men, using the most effective ingredients in the right doses to safely and effectively turn back the clock. Proven ingredients like retinol, glycolic acid, and vitamin C. You apply a little on your face before bed, and you're done. Results are noticeable in as little as a week. Night Skin is convenient, affordable, and easily accommodates anyone's lifestyle. You can get more information by visiting www.airamerica.com and clicking on the Night Skin logo. That's airamerica.com. Then click on the Night Skin logo to get your Night Skin today. Turn back the clock safely with doctor-formulated Night Skin.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Speeds are starting to pick up for southbounders on I-25 as you're trying to get from the downtown area on into the tech center. An earlier crash near Hampton took a long time to get cleaned up. It's still going to cost you about 20 minutes of drive time, so factor that into your ride. We're also looking at some leftover slowdowns northbound 225 across Aurora. That's due to an earlier accident that occurred near 6th Avenue. Now the rest of the highway is starting to recover fairly quickly. No problems on 270. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Answer the call of the wild at Backcountry, a new community next to 8,000 acres of wilderness. Come explore Backcountry today.
You know that diamond ring you promised yourself you'd get her one day? Well, you can keep that promise beautifully right now at Jared the Galleria of Jewelry. With five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores, you can find an anniversary ring in 14 or 18 karat gold or platinum. A ring that can feature ideal cut and colorless diamonds. Or an absolutely stunning diamond eternity ring with diamonds all around, starting at under $700.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared.com to find the location most convenient for you.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-460-2610 for your free tape. Call 1-800-460-2610. 1-800-460-2610.
System. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free.
Call 1-800-210-0274 today. That's 1-800-210-0274. This is a limited-time offer. Call 1-800-210-0274 now.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Disciples football team needs players now. The Red Shield state-licensed after-school program is for grades K through 8. It includes tutoring, phonics intervention, and a hot meal.
Hi, I'm Tom Martino, a proud sponsor of the Salvation Army Red Shield.
Red Shield. If you'd like more information or if you want to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. 303-295-2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
The nation's first student-managed company, Food from the Hood, is celebrating its 15-year anniversary. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Profits are used as scholarships for the hardworking students involved in the Food from the Hood entrepreneurship program. You can find their low-fat, all-natural, honey mustard, or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
We can't do much about rising energy costs, but we can control efficiency with K&H Home Solutions and their Home Energy Savings Plan. Use 40% less energy guaranteed. Call 303-421-7100. 421-7100.
Now this is music. Angry, sexual, confused. Every music to whatever. Our number 866-303-2270. This, of course, is Rich Girls. Special thanks, of course, to Naomi Klein. And the book is called The Shock Doctrine. You know, one of these days, I hope. You'll be able to see a deconstruction of what happened historically. You'll be able to see a deconstruction of what happened with the war and what led up to it and all of the lies. And when you talk about the shock doctrine, there was no bigger shock than 9/11. 9/11 was responsible for everything. Now, when I say that, people get very upset. People get very upset. They say, what are you getting at? What are you suggesting? But I'm not giving you any conspiracy theories. All I'm telling you is that were it not for 9/11, none of this stuff would have happened. That's it. You ever feel like you're in a zoo? I do. When people stare at you through glass, I feel like a motherless child. I always love that. By the way, if you ever visit a radio station and you want to unnerve the host, just stare at them like they're a diseased person. Our number 866-303-2270. And my friends, I think we need to go to the phones, and I'd love to hear from you. I really would, everybody. Let's go to Ruth in a place called New York City. You're on the Lionel Show.
Hi, Lionel.
Hello, Ruth.
You know, I think we need another FDR. And I think that McCain is Herbert Hoover. And I think all this bit with this woman, Palin, is just diverting attention from him.
No. Really?
Yeah. And that's pretty much all I have to say.
All right, Ruth. Boy, got to the bottom of that. What a great call, wasn't it? Not. That's exactly what this is. Come on. What this is about was Sarah Palin is reinvigorating the core. That's what this is about. That's it. It's about nothing else. She got to the people that McCain needs the most. McCain needs them. McCain, they believed, abandoned his core, the right-wing red meat GOP core, and instead basically adopted this kind of a, I don't know what it is, maverick look. So what'd they do? They picked her, the little lady. And by the way, Juice, she was just up speaking before a group of people. And was saying absolutely nothing. Just nothing. She was saying, in essence, and Alaskans are great. And the Broncos, do we have any of that nonsense? You don't have that tape, do you?
Here's my husband.
And we're great. And And we like fish in Alaska. Okay, great. And they clap, and they don't want to hear any specifics from her. But whether you like it or not, they got to back off and leave her alone. Leave her alone. This does not work. One of the most important things for people to realize sometimes is history and how history works. Remember the scapegoat. I mentioned this to you. There is a breed of goat, a little goat, that passes out when it gets scared. It trembles and keels over. Kind of like Doobie. And so this one, I saw this on, I don't know, some obscure channel, and he raises this. And you'll go behind this goat and say, hey, little goat, hey, Mr. Goat, and the thing shakes, freaks out, and passes, you know, keels over. Well, this was the goat that was used whenever there was a wolf or somebody they were worried about. This goat was basically bait for the wolf. It was the scapegoat. It would pass out, keel over, and the rest of the goats would take off. That's what Sarah Palin does. She diverts our attention. She diverts our attention. And Naomi Klein and I were talking about this during the break, and I'm saying, does Barack Obama really get the message across? And the answer is no. He's not doing it yet. And again, go back to the states. Go back to those states, the toss-up states, battleground states. That's what we need to talk about. And that's it. And if I were Barack Obama, I would come out and I would say three things. Very, very simple. Number one, the first issue is gasoline. Now, folks, gasoline and oil, Durham, that's right. And also, unauthorized Wi-Fi theft. But that's for another day. I would talk about, folks, if you got it, a truck brought it. And everything of your life, from being able to take your kids to soccer practice, to whatever it is, to going and buying eggs and milk at the store, is going to be affected adversely by the high price of oil. What are we going to do? It's a 30-year process, and it's not necessarily digging offshore. Tell people this. Ignore Sarah Palin. Ignore her. Go after McCain. What is he talking about? He's not mentioning anything of this. Next is the economy. And this is where, this is my own shock doctrine. Everybody knows now that things are bad. It doesn't matter why. It doesn't matter. They don't know why. But anybody who has been vaguely aware knows that with the mortgage crisis, credit crunch, Wall Street, Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, go down to Merrill Lynch being sold to Bank of America, they know something's happening. Now, you know what I would do? Here's my own Rovian way of looking at it. I would blame Bush, even though Bush may have had nothing to do with it, but it's that idea. It's that mentality of no regulation. Because remember, post-depression, 1930s, it's great if you have a bank that has money in it, and we deposit the money, and then we make loans, and you get your money back. That's terrific. That's easy. Investment banking, different story altogether. Our number toll-free, 866-303-2270. Do we have a name of the person on line one, or is this just, I see squares, rectangles, and a plus minus sign? Maybe, perhaps, Doobie, in your strange world, that means something. But I think her name is Kathy. I think her friends call her Kathy with a K. You're on the Lionel Show.
Hello.
Hello, Kathy.
Hi.
Not this early, but 8, 9 o'clock tonight, it's another story. Talk to me.
two things. I think there's a new slogan we could use, and it is Impalin, like I am like Mary.
Right.
Impalin.
Gotcha.
Impalin McCain.
Yes.
I like that new slogan.
It's hysterical.
Yep.
It's funny.
Yep.
It's very punny.
Yep.
Sure.
The second thing is I think the polls, the posters, are even more sinister than we had thought.
How's that?
I believe we're working up to another debacle like we had with the Diebold voting machines.
Why do you say that?
And the hanging chads. Well, if it's close, we could have another Florida.
If what's close? No, no. What do you mean the polls? I'm sorry. Tell me why the polls are no good.
I believe the pollsters are the ones that are making it close, because I have yet to speak with a single person who is voting Republican for any reason, whether...
Oh, no,
whether,
no, no, no. Kathy.
I personally...
Kathy, that's fine, Kathy. I don't know anybody who likes NASCAR. That doesn't mean anything. Go to Florida and you'll meet a bunch of them. Go to Virginia, West Virginia, there's a bunch of them. Go to Texas, there's a bunch of them. They're all... You're calling from where, Kathy?
Portland, Oregon.
Okay, well, not exactly the hotbed. By the way, is my good friend Lars Larson over there, Portland, Oregon?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
He and I went to Israel together. He's a very strange
wonderful
man, but I love him to death. Yeah. Look, Kathy, you know, from your own framework, your own point of view, you may not know anybody who's voting, but there are a slew of people out there, and that's the problem. Now, first of all, by the way, great call so far, Dube. What are you, an assassin? Just kidding. You can't be held responsible for that. I know, that was a joke.
I just screen him.
You just screen him and you put him on the show, okay?
Yeah.
But in terms of good calls, two in a row, they blew.
Oh, I know.
Think Roquefort chunks. Think gelatinized, congealed food particles that just were emetically shot across the room.
I'm sorry, it's all my fault.
Well, you know, what are you going to do? Here is the point. Let's go back.
Here comes another stinker coming in on line one.
Let's go back again to this. Please, look at the states. I like this site, Real Clear Politics. Look at the Electoral College. Look at the real solid, everybody, the solid McCain-Palin states, Utah, Arizona, Texas, of course, Arizona, Alaska, Oklahoma, and this is before Palin, Kansas, Nebraska, I said, South Dakota, Kentucky, West Virginia, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Arkansas, Louisiana. You want to meet people? Go there. The solid, hardcore Obama states, of course, California, Hawaii, D.C., Maryland, Delaware, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts. Bad news? Very few electoral votes. D.C., 3. Maryland, 10. Delaware, 3. Connecticut, 7. Look at Florida with 27 electoral votes. That's kind of it's leaning McCain. That in particular. This has nothing to do with how we feel and the friends that we have and that sort of thing. You know, I have been railing against this for a long time, and that is our own framework, our own way of thinking. You know, years ago, this is as an aside, and I'm being analogous, perhaps, but years ago, my dear friend, from the world of professional wrestling, Gordon Solie, the greatest announcer ever, was on Channel 17, WTBS. Remember that? Turner Broadcasting. It was out of Atlanta. It was the first cable show ever. And first cable channel, really. And he did Georgia Championship Wrestling every week. Now, people at the time were doing Nielsen by diary, by writing down, what do you watch? Well, Masterpiece Theater, of course, and blah, blah, blah. And the Philharmonic on Saturdays, right. Well, the Nielsen box came in. That actually measured what it is you watched. And guess what went to number one? Georgia Championship Wrestling went through the roof. Why? Because that's what people liked. And NASCAR, and Hee Haw, and, God Bless America. The number one country, I just gave it away, the number one music format's country. You're not going to hear it in New York. I don't know why. So absent yourself, divorce yourself from the world. Understand that your sensibilities may not necessarily apply elsewhere. Let's go back to the phones, back to what I call fun. Yolanda. Yolanda in New York. You're on the Lionel Show.
Hi, Lionel.
Hello, Yolanda.
Hi, Alan. My point is, I don't know why the media has not pointed that woman is governor of Alaska of only 9,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And they said a small town, but nobody even said that 9,000 people. And also, CNN never said that Alaska has been divided in the women who are for and against Palin.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of women are having demonstration against her. They said she's not for women. She hates women because all the things she believes in are against women. And also, she picture herself as a pit bull. And suddenly, she's afraid to face the media. She doesn't want to face the media. She's so scared to face the media. Everything is scripted for her.
You know,
so
Yolanda, I don't think she's afraid to meet the media. I mean, I think she's loving it, you know? And by the way, the population of Alaska is about 670,000. This is Alaska. About 7% of the country. Her town of Wasilla was 9,000 or what have you. misunderestimate her. Okay, let's go to Kenny in New York. Kenny, you're on the Lionel Show.
Hello, Lionel. Good morning. How are you?
Hello, Kenny.
Okay, my comment is this. Last week I was listening to CNN, and Obama was on TV live, giving out his full details about his educational policy. And immediately after that, CNN came on, and they had some guests. You know the person that came out of their mouth?
Who's that?
How come Obama has not been talking about issues, that they haven't heard anything from him about any issue? And I'm like, hello? This guy just finished making big speech about his educational policy for over 30 minutes on TV live. And they say then they have some talkheads. You know? Why is America not waking up? Why? Why are people not listening to what is going on? Why talking about lipsticks? The country is going down. You know, Lehman Brothers is going down.
Kenny, I could not have said it better myself. Who am I kidding? I could have said it better myself. No, I agree with you. You're right about that. And Doobie, I don't know how you're doing it to me. I don't know if you're calling these people, if you're going through the phone book, but you're killing me, man. You're killing me. 866-303-2270. I love you. I don't know how you're doing it, but you're an assassin. 866-303-2270. Now, why am I talking like Pat Buchanan and Bay using that tomahawk chop? 866-303-2270. Remember, though, when somebody speaks who has an accent, that means they can speak in a language you can't. That doesn't make them any easier to understand. 866-303-2270. LionelOnline.com. More coming up, so stay tuned.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and on AM760.net.
Who's always there for it?
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
It's a little crowded on the southbound stretch of I-25 coming down from the downtown area through the bridges. That earlier problem at Hampton's out of the way, but still adding a few minutes onto that drive as you leave the downtown area. Also, 225 northbound, still pretty crowded due to that earlier accident just north of 6th Avenue. Southbound a little slow through there as well, but the rest of the highways around town in good shape. I-70 in good shape between 225 and the elevated. No problems on 270 across Commerce City. And the turnpike's wide open from Westminster all the way to Boulder. Rick Morgan, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Swing into Elbert's Family Restaurant for all-you-can-eat Friday night fish and shrimp fry and old-fashioned banana wafer pudding. September 19th from 5 to 8:30. Kids 5 and under eat free. Located at Spring Valley Ranch just east of Parker. Visit theartofcountryliving.com.
A fashion shoot in Vogue instead. Answer the hard questions. A fashion shoot in Vogue. Answer the hard questions. Fashion shoot in Vogue. Well, of course we want our vice president to do a fashion shoot and vote, just given the choice. Seriously, I mean, this is crazy. And they're trying to dig up dirt. No, we're trying to find out who she is. We don't know who she is.
Randy Rhoads, afternoons 1 to 4.
I have no idea.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Voting this November, Scott O'Sullivan of the O'Sullivan Law Firm, a proud supporter of AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk, volunteers his time to answer questions about voting issues. The O'Sullivan Law Firm is dedicated to helping the seriously injured, and as your personal injury advocate, elections can change your life, and so can a personal injury. Don't leave either to chance. Call the O'Sullivan Law Firm for a free consultation. 303-884-6007. That's 303-884-6007.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
The contagious virus that causes warts can be spread by contact.
Dude, where you been?
Hey!
And it can happen in an instant. Want to stop warts just as fast?
W!
W.
Fast-acting Compound W Freeze-Off. Unlike liquid wart removers that can take time to work, Compound W Freeze-Off's deep penetrating action works to destroy the wart in as little as one application. And that's why the W is the one moms trust. W. Fast-acting Compound W. The wart stops here. Use as directed.
The nation's first student-managed company, Food from the Hood, is celebrating its 15-year anniversary. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Profits are used as scholarships for the hardworking students involved in the Food from the Hood entrepreneurship program. You can find their low-fat, all-natural, honey mustard, or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
Treat your lawn to some Colorado-made, organic-based Rich Lawn Winterizer this fall. Rich Lawn Winterizer will help it survive the stresses of winter and get off to a great start next spring. Visit richlawn.com for a dealer near you. Go green. Go Rich Lawn.
Hello, everybody. Lionel with you. 866-303-2270. My friends, what a show it has been today. Module 1 was incredible. Doug Roberts, Module 2, Naomi Klein in studio. Module 3, Alfonso in Massachusetts. You're on the Lionel Show.
Hey, Lionel, it's great to talk to you.
Hello, Alfonso.
And I just want to say it's never too early to be high when the Bushes are in control. But, I wanted to... Naomi Klein is obviously one of the most brilliant people alive.
That is correct, sir.
I'd also point to Noam Chomsky.
But
I think there's something, like, in the case of Naomi Klein that's more than incidental is the fact that she's Canadian, that she's not from America.
Mm-hmm.
And as somebody...
Fascinating point of view. Fascinating.
As somebody whose family is not from this country originally, and somebody who's lived abroad for much of my life in another so-called first world country, it seems that there's some kind of special ingredient that's missing in America that seems to be present in every other, again, so-called first world country. I mean, I don't understand why, like in Germany, for example, not only does everyone have pretty much does every citizen pretty much have equal access to health care, you know, university, all these things, but they actually pay you money for books and those sorts of things. They give you a stipend.
Alfonso, we certainly could learn from many, many other countries. We certainly have a lot to improve upon. I mean, let's face it, there's a lot of things that we can do to make this place a whole lot better, okay? I think that goes without saying. And there's a lot, and that doesn't mean you don't love your country or whatever the hell that means. But you are so correct. There are people who, frankly, my God, I still point to the fact that we had an election, theoretically an election, where three Republican candidates stood on a stage and said they did not believe in evolution. That right there, to me, just says it all.
Never happened in Canada.
Would you stop? For the love of God.
You
all you care about is you're stealing your Wi-Fi and getting a case for your new MacBook because, ooh, you're now connected. Ooh, he got a laptop. Ooh, yeah.
I thought you'd be proud of me. But
next thing you know, vaccinations. We're going to drag you into the 20th century. But anyway, what a show it's been. Derm, I want to thank you so much for your contribution to this. To this is just without peer. And by the way, Derm, if people would like to email us in comments, what is that email address, sir?
TheLionelShow@gmail.com.
That's right, Gmail, like G Spot. Think about it. Ernst Graffenberg. Get it? Doobie, what are you going to do? I don't know where you called these callers from. I don't know if you called the home, but you did it again, my friend. You're an assassin, and I love you. Juice, thank you so much for what you attempted to do. And thank you so much for listening. This is Lionel reminding you the monkey's dead. The show's over. Sue ya!
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and on AM760.net. Lionel.
You're listening to The Lionel Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom83.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom83.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 83.com. Freedom83.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Well, what's Marilyn Musgrave up to now?
Just voting against veterans and their families.
Come on.
Yeah. Musgrave voted against additional health care benefits for veterans. And against job training programs for members of the National Guard and Reserves.
Against health care benefits?
Right. She also voted against ending the military families tax. And against a bonus for Iraq veterans.
But Musgrave did take a congressional pay raise.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. She takes $14,000 in pay raises, mm-hmm. but votes against health care for our veterans.